Hello, friends. I'm Nayaswami Parvati. I live here at Ananda Village, and I just wanted to share with you a few of the things that have helped me in this time of the coronavirus, of social isolation and distancing and going for walks totally alone and don't see anybody and put a mask on when you do, all that kind of thing. I just want you to know that here at Ananda Village, that's also a big shift for all of us. We're used to seeing each other. We're used to connecting and having satsang in person, all of that. So the things that I have found particularly helpful is one, just what the reading was today addressed. We have to adapt to what is and do it as quickly as possible. Don't resist, because this coronavirus to me, because it's global, it's a pandemic, it's so easily transmittable to other people, I really feel like we just have to cooperate with each other on a global level, which is not easy to do. We come from different countries, cultures, languages, everything, social customs, but really do your best to just flow with what is and what you're being asked to do by people who have your best interests at heart. I just want to share with you also, I saw a photo yesterday which was very, very sweet and heartening. It was a Southwest plane filled with medical personnel, doctors and nurses, smiling, doing the little heart symbol, the whole plane, and they were flying from California into the heart of the epidemic in New York City to help. Their lives are on the line, and so are all of ours. What I wanted to share with you is things happen always, especially when you're aware spiritually. They happen on two levels. One is a cosmic, which is very important to keep in mind. There is the divine play at work. Yogananda in the 1940s talked about the cataclysms which would be coming in our lifetime. He didn't put a date on that. It's been 70, 80 years since he said those things. But here we are in a global pandemic. And so we have to remember that this is a time of tremendous change. According to an avatar, our master, Yogananda, it's not the end of the world, and we shouldn't think like that. But it is a time of tremendous change. We've seen that in the 20th century, from the 1900s, clear up to the 2000s, and now even more dramatically. And so let's adjust to the fact that we, as souls, chose to come at this time, because the challenges we face are tremendous spiritual opportunities to grow, to change, to expand our heart's love, to expand our consciousness, to include everybody in the world, no matter how different they are from us. The virus is a non-exclusive virus. It's going to every country in the world. And so it's a heart-opening time, and yet we have to, each of us personally. So that's like a cosmic global level that I think about, that we need to be aware of. But also then we have to look at our own personal lives and personal situations on a daily basis. I'm in my mid-70s, have been at home for 2 weeks. I'm not used to being at home for 2 weeks when it's a busy time. It was going to be a year with a lot of travel. We've had to cancel almost all of our travel plans right now. So adjusting. But how on that personal, individual level do we keep our balance and not go crazy with the fact that we're confined and maybe we're with some other people, all of that? Again, accept reality as it is right away. Do that dynamically. Be very aware of that. I thought the other day in meditation, I need to get rid of the resistances because I can feel them in myself. My part of that resistance is that I'm having, for the first time in my life, to tune into everything's online. I've done a little bit online. I don't know anything about Zoom, but I sure do now, because we've had a number of meetings that way. And so my first resistance was technology. Oh my God, how will I ever deal with this? And I thought, stop it. You've dealt with everything throughout your whole life. And I'm sure all of us have in various ways. Just click into the mode. It's a new reality and a new time. And let's move forward and learn the things as quickly as we can. We're going to make mistakes, don't worry about it, but we'll move forward. And also, but even on a more personal level, even than that, I have found meditation time, which I've been regular with anyway, but it is vital. It really is vital. Here are two things I would say about meditation time right now. One, it's the new reality, morning and evening. Just do it. Figure it out. Do it. And if you have Hong Sa technique, if you have Om technique, if you have Kriya Yoga, wow. Any of those, use them right now to ground yourself. And also, be very regular. Create a new rhythm for yourself at home. What happens when I wake up? The next step, the next step, the next step. What about the period between breakfast and lunch? What are my activities during that day? I've started writing things down that I need to get going, because it's hard to remember them all in the chaos of what's happening. I don't know about you, but for the first 2 weeks, I was looking at the news a lot because so much was evolving. After 2 weeks, I thought, I can't continue doing this because it's pulling my energy down and it's pulling it too much out. I need to be centered to be able to be effective on any level. The other thing I would say about meditation, many people find it hard to meditate, and here we are in a time where, excuse me, where we're in a very restless, dynamic, chaotic time. Relaxation before you meditate is vital. Now, some of you may know energization exercises. Do that if you do know them. Some of you may have Mahamudra. Do that if you have it. But also, if you simply want to meditate but don't know too much about what to do, lay down on the floor in the morning after you're up and awake in Savasana, the corpse pose, on your back with your hands up, and just feel the rhythm of diaphragmatic breathing, which happens automatically when you're in that position. It will help you to relax and focus. You'll need to do this for yourself, but do it for a number of minutes. If you feel yourself going back to sleep, get up right away. Pull yourself out of that, because this is not for that. But really, relaxation on all levels is very, very important. That will help you on the physical level. And then when you get up to meditate, be sure to do what Yogananda suggested prior to the techniques, and that is tense and relax, a double breath, tense the entire body, and relax. Do it 3 times. Do it more if you feel you need it. And then do even count breathing. You can do it just through the nose. You don't need to bring your hand up to your nose. And just inhale to a count of anywhere from 6 to 10 or 12. Inhale. Hold the breath. Same count, 6. Exhale. So if you use 6, you use 6 up, across, and down. If you use 12, the same. But even count breathing, this is one round, inhale, hold, and exhale. I would suggest doing 6 to 12 rounds of that, maybe 12 right now, if you're feeling particularly anxious, stressed out, or restless. But prepare yourself and then do meditate. Hong Sa, you can simply become the observer of your own breath. For people who don't have the technique, it's as simple as that. It's a technique of concentration. You can simply bring your attention back every time the mind wanders. And there is wonderful, excellent videos online, ananda.org, to teach you how to do these things. So do access that. The other thing after meditation that I would say is what I touched on before, make things regular every day. It's a new time, and we've had a regular routine, going to work or taking the kids to school or whatever it is, and that's not happening right now. So create for yourself a new routine and stick to it. Try to make it become a regular habit. That would help tremendously to ground your energy during this incredibly intense and challenging time. The other thing is, during that time of during the day and during the evening, practice the presence of God. Really remember, in whatever way works for you. I'll tell you things that I do to set the energy during the day is I play the mantra of eternity in the background. It is Swami Kriyananda chanting for over 60 minutes, the Om, just Om, Om. And that, I thought, I didn't necessarily want to listen to music because I was trying to get other things done, but that mantra lifts the energy up. It's a vibration and can be very helpful just throughout the day, just to have it in the background always. It'll help your mind, your whole vibration of your body to refer back to that. The other thing we talk about at Ananda a lot is satsang. And people have said, well, what if I feel lonely or alone? Be alone with God in this time. God is in every atom of creation, in our entire body, in our thoughts. God's dream is, in fact, is the reality. That is the universe. That is what we see everything around us. So bring, in whatever way works for you, bring that reality of the divine into everything you see. I just was emailing with someone the other day, and also, if you feel alone, call somebody. Give them energy. Be a channel for God's energy in this time. Anyway, Swami years ago said to us, if you think of someone, call them. So do that, relatives, friends, whatever. But make that dynamic. Every day, call somebody. And then the other thing, I was emailing with a friend, and she was saying, oh, I really miss Sunday service, but I've been out in my garden, and the flowers are starting to come up. And I emailed her back, and I said, don't forget, in your garden, those flowers, that's Divine Mother in your garden. And really, it's the beauty, it's the loveliness, it's the hope. And so God is with us very dynamically. And I'll just close by saying, I have a song that comes to me, and it's come to me in the last couple of years that I've shared before, but I wanted to include it here because it has a message that we can use. Life is beautiful, life is gay, when I give myself away. When I live to please thee, Lord, dancing in thy ray. Let me see thee everywhere, hear thy melodies in the air. Let me feel thy strength in me, give me joy to share.